Minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday morning. A lovely day in May. And my very special guest with me at this hour, Scott Skewis from Dwell Properties. And you say that it's your favorite time of year.
Yeah, morning, Dave, and thanks for having me.
It is a gorgeous time of year. I think people don't really fully understand that when it comes to looking at beautiful days, May is always gorgeous. Eh?
It is. It's the best month of the year. Oh. It's, the wind drops off. The humidity falls away. The beaches are beautiful. The surf is good. And the sun shines. And there's very little to complain about.
You see, you should sell property. Oh, of course you do. Let's talk about it. Now, we're going to be talking today predominantly around Ella Lenny, which is your speciality, Scott. It's one of the most sought-after addresses on the North Coast due to, well, how quickly it's established compared to some of the other newer estates in the area. And the Dwell Properties team has been involved in the estate since the very beginning and continues to be the specialist agency when it comes to buying and selling in Ella Lenny. So this is your main account and a product that you are passionate about. You're also a resident there, I believe, as well as the local or the resident real estate agent, or what do you call yourselves now? Realtors is what they say in America.
Yeah, estate agent, realtor. You call us what you like. We're there to sell and help people find their homes, and it's a fun game for us.
Okay, so Ella Lenny is your speciality, and clearly you're a product of the product because you've chosen to base yourself and to live there. What's it like?
Well, Dave, we at Dwell Properties, we're obviously involved in all of the leading estates, but Ella Lenny is a very special one for us. If you'll allow me to take you back seven and a half years, we've been involved since the launch. And at the launch, we literally had a raw forest, no roads. We were given a golf cart and some pangas, and we had to bushwhack through the forest and promise people beautiful roads and landscaping and architecture. And we're now at the stage of the estate's life that everything is there and complete. And it's, the first phase is pretty much sold out. The communities are thriving. People are loving living in the estates.
What does it have to offer that is particularly attractive?
It's an outdoor lifestyle. The second phase of the estate now, Ella Lenny Lifestyle Estate, we're nearing the completion of all the facilities in the whole, both phases of Ella Lenny being complete. The paddle courts are operational, the tennis court, the cricket net, the beach club has been operational for a few years now. There's the forest clubhouses, one more for the adults, which is a kind of quiet Zen yoga clubhouse, the second one being a more young family orientated clubhouse down in the forest of pools and slides and pizza ovens. Like I say, if you're sporty and outdoors, running, cycling, by the end of this year, we'll have the final clubhouse, which, we anticipate being the most used clubhouse, called the Harvest Barn Complete, which is going to be a restaurant, a gym, a 25-meter lap pool, a kids' play area, all overlooking a fishing dam. So, like I said, the first phase pretty much sold out. The second phase, we're nearing into the last 20 to 30% of what's available.
Wow.
And fully established. The new gatehouse is open on the P228 road. We had a really, really cool part, and the community's loving living in Ella Lenny.
Well, it sounds like paradise, heaven on earth, as they say, and clearly a very popular offering. If you've got a few stands left or a few opportunities left, as they say, who would your typical buyer be, either as a home investment or a standard business investment?
Yeah, statistically, what we've found is young families, like myself. We're a young family with two small kids at the age of 4 and 6, and about 50 to 60% of our buyers are young families. There's still a lot of investors. About 20% of our buyers are retirees. A lot of retirees not wanting to live in a retirement-specific development, but rather a multi-generational estate. A lot of them have their grandchildren living in the estate, so they love to live close to the family, where the grandkids can hop on the bike and ride across and be at granny's house. Investors, historically, we've had a very strong investor buy-in, and that's due to an incredibly strong rental demand. If you look at the estate now, there's literally not one three-bedroom apartment, home, anything available to rent. Out of the two beds, I think we've got about three or four that are available. So for the investors, it's done really well. But I mean, anyone, you're looking at the last, I'd say about 30 odd freehold stands that are available, and that's priced from 1 million rand for a 500 square meter stand up to 6 million rand for a 5,000 square meter stand. So you've got a little bit of everything in between. And then on the sectional title stuff, we've got, you know, apartments from a one bed from 1.6 million rand, two beds from 2 million rand. And we're down to now the final sectional title development within Eleni Lifestyle Estate. So we, as I said, we're hitting to that last 20-30% of the estate. It's looking really good. And we encourage those who haven't, you know, visited Eleni for some reason to come and have a look. It's beautiful, and I'm sure you'll be impressed by what you see.
A lot of questions arise when it comes to the real costs of living in any estate, because there are differences of quite large proportion when it comes to levies and other statutory costs associated, because sometimes you have developments within estates that have their own levy structure, if you like, yeah. And then you've got rates and taxes, and then you've got your sort of standard levy. What is the general cost of once you've purchased and you own and now you're going to live there?
Well, everybody pays an estate levy, which is about 3,500 rand, and then if you buy into a sectional title development, you pay a second levy. What a lot of people don't understand is that that second levy you would be paying for individually if you owned a freehold house anyway. So that second levy covers your landscaping, it covers your external maintenance, it covers your insurance over the property. So whether you own a home and it's freehold or sectional title, you're going to have those costs to pay anyway. Mm. I mean, it is what it is. All of these estates have pretty much similar levy breakdowns across the board. If you're looking at Simbiti, Dunkirk, Eleni, Bretton Woods, Ululami, Seats, and all of those leading estates, they're pretty much on par with each other. So yeah, at Eleni, it is what it is. You pay the levies, but the lifestyle that you get from that is it's hard to beat. It's safe, it's secure, it's beautiful. And like I say, it's an amazing place for our young kids to grow up in an environment where they can ride their bikes safely to their mate's house or their cousin's house and go play paddle and tennis. We had some mates over from from another estate this week who came and played paddle with us on Wednesday night, and the kids all played tennis on the tennis court next door. We're really excited about where the estate's at the moment, and we're loving living there. It's not just working there, but loving living there as well.
Yeah, it's when you look at the political landscape, not only in South Africa, but across the planet, at the troubles that there are in the world, and then you listen to your story, this is the dream, man.
No, it's a bubble. We know it's a bubble. We're living in a beautiful, safe bubble, and we're really lucky to have it. We have the beauty of the North Coast and, you know, everything that it offers, from the bush to the beach to the Drakensberg being within 2.5 hours drive, the best weather one could dream of. And
one needs to remember that, I think, how very, very special it is on the North Coast. And, you know, sometimes we just take it for granted because we live here.
Exactly, we do. But it is awesome. Yeah, we see our mates that move overseas, and a lot of them are moving back. And
isn't that true?
Yeah.
I'm not happy for anyone that goes away and then finds that it's not greener on the other side, and they come back with a fraction of the wealth that they had when they left, and oh my word. But, you know, this is the world we live in. And seriously, I think anyone looking at the opportunity that exists at Eleni, particularly anyone looking from afar with dollars and pounds, etc., got to say this is the dream for relatively small amount of investment. So anyone listening to this wanting to find out more or to contact you, and this goes up as a podcast, so you don't have to write down the contact information, folks, but Scott, how do they get hold of you?
Yeah, you don't have to write it down. It's quite simple. If you go and search online for Eleni, whether you're going onto our website, the Facebook page, the Instagram page, if you contact us through any of those channels, it's going to come through to our office and you'll end up chatting to me. If you want to, you can email me directly at scott@eleni.co.za or catch me on my cell phone at 067-220-5487. And yeah, come and have a look. We'd love to show you around. And yeah, excited where the estate's at the moment.
Scott Skewis from Dwell Properties, the specialist agent at El Aleni Estate. What a lovely nomenclature that is, a specialist agent, El Aleni. You must be particularly happy with life.
I am. I'm lucky. I get to live and work in a place that I love, and I'm grateful for that.
And that's a joy. And thank you for spreading some of that on the morning show this morning.
Thanks, Dave. Pleasure to be here, and have a good weekend.
And the morning show continues.